Princeton University is going ahead with plans to give its students a drug not approved in the U.S. to stem a meningitis outbreak on its campus. This follows the FDA's unprecedented move to allow the drug to be imported specifically for the New Jersey school. Joining us to discuss the decision and the FDA's drug approval process is Dr. Arthur Kaplan. He's a professor of bioethics at NYU's Langone Medical Center. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you for having me.
Has this happened before? Has the Food and Drug Administration allowed a drug that is still in the approval pipeline in the U.S. to be used in a specific circumstance?
Drug, yes. Vaccine, no. The only vaccine situations I can think of that are even close to this is back in 2001 when we had the anthrax attacks, you may recall. The FDA worked with the Department of Defense and Homeland Security to prepare basically anthrax vaccine that was not approved to stockpile it, but it was never rolled out. There was some discussion around time of pandemic flu back in 2009 about putting some unapproved vaccines out there, but again, never happened. This is the first one on the vaccine side that I know of where unapproved vaccine in the U.S. has been imported from elsewhere.
Do you think it was the right move to approve this vaccine, Bexsero, in this circumstance?
I absolutely do. The strain of meningitis that's around is not prevalent so much in the U.S. It clearly came from overseas. The strain B is not one that we routinely vaccinate against. It's nasty. It's virulent. It can cause death. It can cause severe disability. If my child were at Princeton, I'd want them to be vaccinated. So I do support this decision. I think it's the right one.
Seven people have been sickened, but there have been no fatalities. There have been times when the FDA was perceived as too slow when it came to approving drugs. While Bexsero has not been approved yet, is this move being perceived as going too fast? What are you hearing?
I think people are supportive of the idea that since the vaccine has been through testing in Europe and it is approved both in Europe and Australia, we're not taking something that's kind of in the pipeline and rolling it out or something that's on the shelf that hasn't really been tried in humans, only in animals. We've got some pretty good information that this is safe. So I don't think they're acting quickly. On the other hand, I think you still have to act prudently. My view would be, as this is rolled out at Princeton, it's important to explain to people that it's not approved in the U.S. yet. It is, however, an outbreak that we have good reason to think the vaccine will help. And we should track either the kids who get it, the people who receive the vaccine, or some sample of them just to be sure that there are no adverse events or problems.
Could this present an opportunity for Bexsero's manufacturer, Novartis, to get the vaccine approved in the U.S.?
Well, that's a great question, and the answer is yes. So I think they're likely to say, look, you had a mass vaccination campaign of many, many hundreds, potentially thousands of people. It's already approved elsewhere. Don't make us run more trials of this. We've just shown you that it's very effective and safe. That's why it's important, even though this is not an experiment and it is not a study, it's important to keep an eye on what's taking place because we will have undoubtedly right after this a discussion of, well, how fast do we want to put this through the approval process now in the U.S. once it has been used in this emergency? So you've got to treat it almost like a, let's say, a quasi-experiment.
These vaccines will not be mandatory. It will be at student and staff, some staff members' discretion to take this vaccine when it becomes available next month. You know, Dr. Kaplan, there's a whole movement against vaccines. What would you say to people who are nervous about taking Bexsero?
Well, I think there is a movement, but when you see what this disease can do, particularly to infants and babies, and some of the people involved here may have children, very young children at home, there's no doubt that the risk-benefit ratio is going to come out in favor of vaccination. I know there are those who still worry about vaccines and they hear, well, this is an unapproved one, but you got to keep in mind the evidence is good from overseas that it's safe and effective. It hasn't been through tougher FDA standards, but it's not zero. We know something. And there's no doubt what the meningitis B vaccine virus strain can achieve. Nothing good. You put those two together, you want to get vaccinated.
Dr. Arthur Kaplan is a professor of bioethics at NYU's Langone Medical Center. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, my pleasure.
This is WNYC.